Not yet.
Great.
I mean, we haven't, insofar as the machine is recording, but...
Sound test.
I have an output chain, I apologise.
Sorry. I promise I won't look.
Do we need to leave?
Or...
We'll all look down at this table.
Heads down, thumbs.
Everyone count the sides on your dice. Count your vertices.
Welcome to the D20 Future Show. I am, as always, your host and your GM, Richard. Today, we round out our coverage of Dragon Meet 2023 with the traditional game of Jason Statham's Big Vacation, recorded in the podcast zone with podcasters at the show. If, like me, you just cannot get enough Jason Statham's Big Vacation, we'll be playing it live on the D20 Future Show live on Tuesday, the 5th of March. Catch the silliness at 18:30 GMT on twitch.tv/D20FutureShow. Now, over to you, Past Richard, live at Dragon Meet 2023. Hello and welcome to the D20 Future Show, live at Dragon Meet 2023. I'm live without a studio audience. I just have four wonderful players to play our traditional game of Jason Statham's Big Vacation, the game I continue to defend as the best game ever made. So our four wonderful players are...
Hey, I'm Bellary, I'm a lawyer, and I haven't been on a proper holiday for quite a while, so I'm looking forward to it.
Okay, and tell us about your dice.
Oh, my dice, because I have a money problem. I bought some obsidian ones, because I make poor financial decisions.
Excellent, and...
I'm Jeff, I am private security. I have some bloodstained dice because... Security.
There you go. What could say security more than bloodstained dice?
I'm Klepto, I'm a wonderful tour guide, and I stole Jeff's other dice. They're Ribena dice.
And I'm Eden, and I'm Jason's agent, and I've borrowed some dice from yourself, and they're lovely pearlescent ones with sort of yellowish numbers.
Lovely stuff. And I'm Richard, I will be the Statham Master for this evening, and I've donned the traditional Jason Statham bald cap. We're going to play Jason Statham's Big Vacation, the game of taking Hollywood celebrity Jason Statham on holiday. So the first question I have for Jason's entourage is, where are we going on holiday?
Ooh. Where would Jason want to go?
Wait, I feel like Jason Statham is a well-travelled man.
Mm-hmm.
So you wouldn't want to go to the Bahamas, you wouldn't want to go to Hawaii, you wouldn't want to go to somewhere like traditional. You know, he's a man who lives for adventure and adrenaline. So I feel like it would be maybe like the Amazon rainforest.
The heart of the Amazon.
Yeah, the heart of the Amazon. Visiting the tribes in the Amazon.
Sounds good to me. Exotic. Dangerous.
Okay. Sometimes ideas are too good to try and find better ones. So Jason is on holiday in the heart of the Amazon rainforest. He will, at the beginning of each of the four scenes of this game, either kick down a door or wake up and kick down a door. So just to warn you, that's supposed to happen at the beginning of each scene. We'll see whether I remember. Jason's lawyer has three special abilities. They are law, in which he uses his knowledge of the law to get Jason out of trouble. For that, he needs to roll a 9 or under on his d12. If he wishes to spin doctor, in a way, I won't define it too much, but if he wants to spin doctor, that's a 7 or below on the d12. And if he wishes to use his eye for detail, that's a 6 or below. Anything else, it's a 4 or below, is a success on a d12. The tour guide has three abilities. They are local knowledge, which is roll a 7 or below, follow me, which is a 6 or below, or extreme sports, a 5 or below. Anything else, it's a 4 or below. The private security has three immensely powerful abilities. These hands are weapons, that's an 8 or below. These weapons are also weapons, an 8 or below, or extraction, which is a 6, and arguably the most powerful move in the game. And Jason's agent has Statham Law, that's an 8, failed actor, a 6, or narcotics, a 6. As we start to get a bit of a view into how life has turned out for Jason Statham's theatrical agent. So Jason will go through four scenes. He will get into some sort of trouble, as generated by my D20 table, which may or may not have something to do with the Wesley Sniper. Wesley Snipes, whose acting career has somewhat hit the buffers, has now chosen to take his revenge on the acting community, and specifically on Jason Statham, following him, apparently, as far as the Amazon rainforest to do it. However, because of the actor's code, he won't just shoot Jason, but who knows what other problems he will cause with his sniper rifle.
Never was the same after Blade 3.
Who was?
It was a hard movie for all of us.
Who was? As things progress, if you fail in a roll, you will gain a point of adrenaline, losing a point of stability. Eventually, that means that you will go mad and be unable to help. Whenever you gain a point of adrenaline, so you're currently on zero adrenaline, you need to add one to your die roll. That is a rule I always forget. Jason has four tracks that are essentially his hit points. They are dead, sad, arrested, and bored. And if something goes wrong, then he will gain D3 points of sad, dead, arrested, or bored. And if they fill up, then something terrible will happen. If he dies, Jason is dying, that's obviously terrible. If he gets too sad, he'll just break down in, it says in the street, but obviously he'll break down in the middle of the heart of the Amazon rainforest, which will lead to a PR disaster.
Not a good look.
If he gets too arrested, he will in fact be arrested. Mm. And if he gets too bored, he'll call his mum, who is played by Helen Mirren, to come and pick him up.
Oh, fair.
Have a Helen Mirren wig?
I do not. Also, no one has heard my Helen Mirren impression yet, so
we know our goal.
Your goal is to ensure that Jason Statham has a nice holiday.
Our goal is to ensure we hear this Helen Mirren impression.
I'm not entirely sure that's the case, but our holiday begins as the helicopter drops off Jason in the heart of the rainforest, a location that is not going to make any sense for most of the events in this game. But when has that stopped us? He wakes up and kicks open the door of the helicopter and says, "Right, do you know what I want to see?" This is my Jason Statham impression, by the way, just so we're all aware. "Do you know what I'm desperate to see is some sort of motorway here in the heart of the rainforest. What are we going to do?"
I'll have to use my local knowledge to find a motorway. Mm. "Babe, I can't find you a motorway."
"What?"
"But I've got something even better for you. It is the river. It is like a motorway and it's moving itself. It's a self-moving motorway, babe. You will love that even more than a motorway."
So what, just as we peel back and we look at the crunchy rules that are involved, you succeeded on your die roll, which is the important thing.
Numbers are hard.
That's okay. You've succeeded, which means that, as far as Jason is concerned, the Amazon River is good enough as a motorway.
Well, historically, rivers have been very important for the transportation of commercial goods.
And if Jason Statham is committed to one thing, it's the history of communications and the movement of goods. So Jason says, "Right, that's it. I've got to see it now, like a motorway, but moving. It's the best thing ever."
"Yeah, babe, we'll get that sorted. Right, so we can even have you on a boat. On this moving motorway."
"You are blowing my tiny mind," says Jason. And you lead him to... Well, let's have a follow me roll as you attempt to lead him to the...
That is a 1 and a 6.
So 1 and a 6. So the 6, the Statham die, does not match.
Yeah.
We can all be relieved about that. you lead Jason and you find the Amazon rainforest. He sees what he assumes is a motorboat and steps on board. Unfortunately, what happens is a large glass sphere closes over the boat and it starts to roll down a track that, as all of you look on, you could see this metal, almost like roller coaster for a glass ball, rising out of the Amazon. and ends in a series of large treadmills that are going kind of alternating directions. And before you can intervene, Jason is now on these, moving both left and then right and then back left again. And he's like, "What? Help me! What am I doing?" You can in fact see that there is going to be a series of seesaws and eventually ending in a large Jason stomping machine made out of... It's made out of boots, but together they form an enormous boot. And it's stamping, and Jason is getting ever closer.
Quick, security, get to him! We can't let our cash cow die!
Yeah, I suppose I'll try and get to him.
Okay, which of your special skills are you going to use to get him out of this situation?
I don't know, I could try and break the ball. So these hands are wet, like punch the ball.
Yeah, okay, yep.
It's glass though.
It's glass, but...
Wrap your hand in your shirt.
We're doing it. We're punching the glass ball.
Okay, using these hands are weapons.
Double twos.
Double twos. So the first punch starts to crack the glass, and Jason goes, "Oh yeah, obviously!" And he starts to headbutt the glass from the inside as you punch it from the outside. It starts to crack, but Jason is maybe in danger of injuring himself if you don't save him.
Guess I haven't got a choice then.
Can I shout at Jason? "Your face, Jason! You've got to save it for the screen! Stop bashing it into the glass! Let him do his job!"
Now, is that Statham Law, failed actor, or narcotics?
Failed actor.
Failed actor. Okay, go for it. Give me a failed actor role.
We have a 10 and a 4.
It's 10 and a 4, so a 10 is a failure. So, as a result, Jason is going to start getting D3 points of injured. Here we go. He is 3 points of dead. So he's got a little way to go, but things are getting serious now as he continues to headbutt. And he's like, "I'm not using my face!" As he uses definitely his face to headbutt the glass.
I feel like I might have written myself into a corner by putting a lawyer in the Amazon rainforest. Which is not known for its legal process.
That's true. I mean, the law of the jungle is a very different thing, isn't it?
The law of the law, yeah. The only thing that comes to mind is... I could try to spin doctor it that actually it's fine, but that'll just have him get squished. I mean, that seems like a bad idea.
That is true. It may save him from injuring himself from headbutting the large glass sphere he's in. So it may well solve the short-term problem.
Can I compel him to follow me by, like, pushing this dangerously cracking glass sphere more towards me and off the thing?
I mean, if there's any rule for this game, it's that yes, you can do that.
That's a 5 and a 6. Come on, Jason Bibe, you don't need that glass bowl. You need to come back down here, mate. We've got to get on that motorway.
Seeing this, he's like, "Oh, right, yeah." And he starts just kind of throw himself against the ball. It now tips. It's now teetering on the edge of the rails. Someone is going to have to do something about rescuing Jason. But he now is away from the immediate danger of headbutting himself to death on the glass. So one problem is solved.
Can I just extract the ball?
Yeah, absolutely. I did say the most powerful move in the game. Let's extract the... Are you extracting the ball from the track, or are you extracting Jason from the ball?
We'll extract Jason from the ball.
That does make more sense. Go for it.
6 and a 1.
So, extraction is a 6. Yeah, after several unsuccessful punches, your punch reaches through the glass, you grab Jason, and using your elbow to clear a big enough hole, extract Jason from the ball. The ball slides down a track, up, and is smashed into pieces. And Jason says, "Oh, that is a relief. I thought I was a goner there. I thought I might even headbutt myself to death. But look at this moving river. I'm so moved. It's a beautiful thing." He takes in the vista for a moment. Everything feels good. It's peaceful. And then he says, "Do you know what I need to do in this river? What I need to do is I need to snorkel in this river. That is what I must do."
So, extreme sports role. That is a 3 and a 6.
3. So, yeah, so you've packed for this extreme sport, for extreme Amazon snorkeling.
Yeah, babe, it is the most extreme snorkeling you will ever do. We are going to snorkel with piranhas!
Snorkeling with piranhas! Jason is, he couldn't be more excited. He tears off his shirt. He is wearing, he's wearing the swimming trunks he wore when he was a Commonwealth diver. True story. He competed for the GB team as a diver before he became an actor.
Educational actor. As well.
There you go. There's a bit of Statham lore for you. He's wearing them. He grabs the snorkel. He dives in. It is at this point that you see a woman who is already in the river. She is wearing a cardigan. She is wearing a corduroy skirt and a pair of sandals. And she says, Jason! And starts to wade towards him. Let's have a Statham lore roll to see if you can work out who this woman is.
Okay.
Agent.
We have a 4 and a 3.
Yeah, this is his aunt. His aunt has always been trouble and has always been determined to get Jason killed somehow, but Jason has never noticed. And so as this rogue aunt makes her way slap, slap through the Amazon towards him, Jason starts to swim towards her. This is going to be a problem.
I'm going to shout after him, Jace, mate, look over here, and try and get his attention.
Okay, that feels like a failed actor role to me.
A 3 and a 2?
It's a 2, yes! He's a, oh, what? And he is distracted from the aunt, he is distracted from everything, and you have his total attention now.
Jace, I bet you can't swim all the way over there. And I'm going to point in the direct opposite direction to this aunt that is wading towards him.
He says, I bet I can! And because there's no resolution mechanic for Jason, he dives in, and he has a lovely time snorkeling. He snorkels with piranhas, and he comes out. He approaches the tour guide and he says, do you know what? That was an almost spiritual experience as I communed with what I think of as my spirit animal, the most dangerous fish in a big river. Ow. And he detaches one of the piranhas from his flesh. And now I need a different sort of spiritual experience. I think I need some yoga. In the background, you see Jason Statham's aunt being devoured by piranhas. corduroy skirt, the problem only thing solved. That remains. A problem that solves itself.
I will use my local knowledge to figure out if there is yoga nearby. That is a 10 and a 6.
So confidently, you lead Jason towards a clearing, and he looks around and he's like, yeah, but... Where are we going to do yoga?
Oh, well, Mike, we've got this big open space, yeah? But you can also see all the nature around you. What you need to do is make your body into the shape of all the nature you can see. That's yoga, babe.
So he is going to take, as he's looking around waiting for you to solve this, he is going to take 3 points of bored. You should take a point of adrenaline and lose a point of stability, because I forgot to do that. You're going to have to use an appropriate skill to persuade him that that is in fact the best form of yoga, is using the nature around him.
Oh, I don't think I've got this.
Can I spin doctor that?
I don't see why not.
Extreme sports and spin doctor.
That's a 3 and a 3.
3 and a 3! So, Jason, as you explain to him that no, truest connection with nature, the most grounded you can feel, is to imitate the nature around you.
Exactly.
Jason leaps at you and bites you, which is would have been a surprise if a snake hadn't just bitten you. You now have Jason Statham and a snake both hanging from each of your legs.
This is a conundrum.
Jason, babe, I thought your spirit animal was a piranha, not a snake. What's going on?
Piranhas do bite things.
Yeah, he said, oh, you're absolutely right, and starts to bite harder.
Can I soothe Jason Statham and be like, there, yes, that's exactly what we meant.
Using which special skill would you like to soothe?
Everything else.
Yep, 4 or less, here we go.
A 4 and a 2.
Yeah. So you soothe him and he starts to chomp less hard. The world is starting to spin a little bit as
I imagine the poison's not helping.
Yeah, the snake venom is not doing you any favours. But for now, Jason seems to be placated. That is, until a parachute opens. Good sound effect, right? Leave that bit in, Richard. Above the canopy opens above the canopy, and a woman in a lycra bodysuit descends. Let's have a law roll. Oh, sorry, Jason Statham law roll to see if you can recognise who this woman is.
That's a double one.
That's double ones. Snake yes, eyes. You can. This is Chantel. Chantel was always trouble. She is his ex-girlfriend. And she was always trying to talk him out of getting involved in acting mm-hmm. and talk him into getting involved in nature. And now could be absolutely the worst moment for her to do that. But she is here. She looks very alluring in this very tight lycra bodysuit. Jason stops chewing on the lawyer's leg and looks up and says, Chantel? What are you doing here? And then the unexpected thing he does, despite the fact that he is married and has children, he says, I've always loved you, Chantel. We should be together. And she says, in a voice I've yet to choose, she says, yes, yes, I've always dreamed that you would come back to me. And the two embrace. This could be a PR disaster.
I want to whistle after Jason and... Hey, Jace, and pull out some fags and booze from each breast pocket of my jacket and wave them. Hey, party time, Jace, party time!
Let's have a narcotics roll.
We have a 5 and a 5.
Okay. Jason, that's another surprising thing that Jason does. Jason just drops Chantel, just immediately lets go, charges over, starts to glug down the booze.
Booze, general booze.
General, just booze. It's in a jar with 3 X's on it. He starts to glug that down. He has got a fag between each of his fingers as he starts to smoke them. And Chantel says, what's going on, babes? We were supposed to reconnect with nature and escape this life. And he says, nah, sorry, babes. This is me now. I'm a big-time man. But is now smoking and drinking his way in a way that will become a problem.
Can I draft a restraining order?
Yes. That sounds like a law.
A 9 and a 1.
So, I was going to say, which dice is the 9 on, but assuming your D6 does not have a 9 on...
I'll just check. So it's got an upside down 9.
Yeah, that's not the same thing. So you will lose a point of stability and gain a point of adrenaline.
That's such a stressful restraining order.
As you produce a restraining order, Chantel looks at it and says, oh no, this won't do at all. This is not legal. I could have Jason arrested for this. And he is going to take 2 points of arrested.
Can I use these weapons of weapons to take the snake off the lawyer's leg and just...
Oh, yes, love it. Snake door.
Yeah. As long as you're using a weapon to do it, yes.
Snake is a weapon. 5 and 3.
Yeah, these weapons are also weapons. This weapon turns out to be a live snake. But as Chantel is on the phone, getting ready to call in the Amazon police about an illegal restraining order, a snake wraps around her neck and then bites her on her throat. She screams and falls down dead instantly. Turns out she's not as tough as the lawyer. Jason is now, he's smoking away, he's drinking away, and he is contemplating how to top off this, let's face it, really quite quick holiday in the Amazon. And he...
this pause is giving me, I don't know, a pause.
So Jason kicks down a local tree as the closest thing to a door that he has and says, this is all fine and everything. It's been a confusing time, obviously, drinking quite a lot of alcohol, smoking quite a lot of booze, witnessing my ex-girlfriend killed by a snake, getting involved in some slight legal trouble. But the last thing that I think I need to see on my Amazon journey is a boulevard cafe of some kind. That's really what I need to see, is just sort of seeing the locals, get involved in the local culture, drinking some coffee. Maybe, and he turns to the agent and whispers, maybe an Irish coffee, and winks.
Oh, I've got you sorted, mate, don't worry. That's where that one came from.
Excellent.
How long do we have in this holiday?
I'm assuming a kind of a few days.
Can I submit the planning permission paperwork to start a cafe?
There's only one way to find out.
That is a 2 and a 1.
Yeah. You find a local tribesman, and with a certain amount of negotiation, you start to draw up the license for a boulevard cafe in the middle of their village, which, I mean, it's not in any way fitting with their local kind of practices or customs, but you do have the correct paperwork, and so there is literally nothing they can do.
That's how colonialism works.
That is how colonialism works. You've got the paperwork to prove it. So you start to construct a licensed cafe.
Well, I think we are creating jobs in the area.
Yeah.
It's a positive thing.
It is. And if the fact that it's not in keeping with the way these people used to choose to live their life, it's unimportant.
Yeah, exactly. It doesn't matter. No, not an issue.
Move with the times.
Yeah, get with the times.
The only thing that matters is Jason Statham. Mm. We all need to remember this, guys.
Jason is looking on as you're building this cafe, and he's a bit concerned that this maybe isn't quite what he was after, but it is hard to argue that you have found a boulevard and you're raising a cafe in it. I forgot to check what the problem is with this. It is at this point that the lawyer receives a phone call. Maybe it's the fact you've finally got Wi-Fi up in this cafe.
We've got the router installed in the cafe.
Yeah, exactly that. Your phone rings, and as you answer it, you discover that it's Jason's stockbroker. And unfortunately, there has been a stock market crash. It turns out Elon Musk has invested in some more things, and as a result, everyone has lost faith in them, except a few specific nerds on X, formerly known as Twitter. But everyone else has immediately divested themselves of oil, gas, and coal, which unfortunately was almost exclusively where Jason Statham's portfolio was. Jason's stockbroker was too slow to move, and shorting wind farms, it turns out, was a terrible decision. And as a result, it turns out that Jason is absolutely stone broke. But of course, he doesn't know this at this time. However, Jason turns to you and says, what's the phone call? What legal shenanigans are you having to do for me?
Shit. I suppose it's a spin. How am I going to fucking...
You put Jason Statham's name on the cafe. It's a franchise. Go full Chuck
Yes.
Norris with this.
Yes. Yes. Sorry, Jason. We were just drawing up the paperwork for the new franchise of our Amazon-based cafe.
You're going to make my dream of Stathbucks real.
We are, Jason.
Is that not just a bit too close to Starbucks and mean I'm going to get sued?
No, you're fine. You've got no money left, you don't have to worry about it.
Wait, what?
Don't worry about it, that's a 10 and a 5.
Okay, so Jason is going to take some points of sad. He's going to take 1 point of sad, which is good, because that's the one thing he hasn't taken lots of already. But he is quite sad now that he is, in fact, broke, other than owning the first franchise.
But it's fine, Jason. We're going to bounce back.
Right.
We're going to bounce back from here.
Ah.
With Frappuccinos in the Amazon rainforest.
Amazon Frappuccinos.
Can I weigh in and try and reassure him with some failed acting? Like, come on, Jace, I'm doing all right. I fell on hard times like this once upon a time. I'm not saying you're going to have to follow in my tracks. We're going to get these cafes up and running for you. Rest assured. And I'll give him a slap on the back.
Let's have a failed actor roll.
A 7 and a 3.
And a failed actor is 6. A 6. So he says, what? You mean my career would go as badly as yours did?
That's not what I meant.
No. It sounds a lot like what you said. He's going to take some more sad. Yeah, that's 2 more points of sad. I can't believe it. How am I going to tell Rosie and the kids that I'm broke and I own a cafe that I just wanted to drink at?
First of many.
I'm not saying that this Amazon cappuccino isn't... Takes a sip. Excellent, because of course it is, and the little cinnamon frosting in the shape of my face is a beautiful detail. I love it, but I'm not sure, and he looks around at all of the tribespeople who are not in fact shopping at Stathbucks. Not sure this is gonna save me. In fact, I'm very concerned, and I need someone to find some way of getting me out of this financial trouble.
Well, can I use these weapons to burn the place down?
Wait.
And then we can claim the insurance.
No, let me file the insurance paperwork first.
All right, so it's going to be a compound action. We're going to file the insurance paperwork.
That is it. That's a 10 to 5.
Okay, you misplace the insurance paperwork, but Let's see if these weapons are weapons. Let's see if you can burn the place down anyway.
It's a 2 and a 6.
Yes. So, yeah, as Stathbox burns, Jason turns to the lawyer and says, "So, we're sure this is, we're insured, and that's going to help secure my family's future."
Yeah.
Because otherwise I'm going to get very sad very quickly.
No, it's fine. Can I look for a new job?
I think we might need a spin doctor role as you lie directly to Jason.
Okay. Shit. 8 and a 1.
Yeah, Jason is going to... He's now increasingly sad. He's taken one more point of sad because I rolled very badly. But he is still stuck in the Amazon. He just starts to reflect on life as he says, I'm alone in the rainforest without my family. I thought I saw my aunt, but then I got distracted, so it probably wasn't her. And my only legacy is burning to the ground. What are we going to do?
Jace, you've got a bigger legacy than that. Remember those shaman videos you were in? We can get you some more bookings like that. We'll get you dancing again and you'll be all right.
Crank 1 and 2.
It's funny. The shaman video comes up more often than you think playing this game. Which skill are you using there?
I'm using Statham Law just to
go for it.
Get him to reflect on his own abilities and reassure himself. It's a 12 and a 2.
That's a 12. So what is now going to happen is Jason is going to enter danger mode of sad. Yeah, he does. So he is now within a D4 of being so sad that he breaks down in tears in the street, which will lead to an, admittedly, only for this Amazonian tribe, a PR disaster, as they've held him in high regard up until the point where he started to colonialise the place and then burn it to the ground.
Maybe that's not a bad thing. The only Wi-Fi was in the cafe.
So
we let it happen. And no one needs to find out.
Can I try and lead Jason Statham away from this?
Yes, yeah. You can certainly use Follow Me in an attempt to lead him away from his burning legacy.
That's a 1 and a 3.
Yeah. You start to lead Jason away. He is led deeper into the rainforest, where the only problem remains that other than the fact that he is stone broke and very sad, that he is stuck. He needs to get home somehow.
To be fair, if he's stone broke, how's he going to pay us?
Exactly. Jason, you know what? I've been thinking about this, babe.
Right.
It doesn't seem like that life you were living was making you any happier anyway. What you need to do is go and live with the orangutans.
The orangutans?
Yeah, babe. They're the wisest, cleanest, nicest people. They'll take care of you.
Right, okay.
You never heard them singing jazz?
They just want to be like you, Jason.
Yeah.
That is confusing me, because you're saying I should want to be like them and they want to be like me. That could be.
You can learn from each other.
Spirit animal.
You can learn from each other.
Well, in which case you're going to have to make, I guess, a follow me role as you attempt to get Jason to follow you to become one with...
That's a 9 and a 4.
Yeah, so...
He does not follow me.
He is going to get... I think he's going to get bored as you lead him attempting to fight. Only 1 point of bored, so we're all right for now. But you've led him deeper into the Amazon rainforest trying to find a population of orangutans, which... For the purposes of this game, definitely live in the Amazon. I honestly don't know. I think they're more like the rainforest in Africa, kind of. But maybe there is a population. If there is, you haven't found it yet.
We ship them in specially for us.
So he is now quite bored, very sad. He's not that dead, so that's something. But I think we might need one more attempt to save Jason from this... This, as he is lost in the centre of the rainforest with his entourage. Who is going to save or destroy Jason?
Can I? Just a straight extraction to extract us.
Yep, okay, yes.
I'm going in.
Just like haul him over your shoulder and start.
It's probably better than my idea, which was commit tax fraud.
It's an 11 and a 6.
So, as you attempt to extract Jason from the rainforest by throwing him over your shoulder and, I guess, just running...
Yeah.
Jason becomes too sad. He thinks of all he has lost, all he failed to gain, all of the rainforest that is currently on fire behind him, and he breaks down in tears. And it is at this point that the helicopter camera crews overhead start to film him as he just breaks down in tears in the middle of the rainforest. And that spells the end of Jason Statham's acting career, as it is an absolute PR disaster. That he is, not only is he setting fire to the rainforest, but just crying in it. And unfortunately, that brings Jason Statham's big Amazon vacation to a slightly tragic end.
Oh, poor Jace.
The real tragedy is we didn't get to hear Helen Mirren.
Oh no, we had a goal and we missed it.
Well, you failed. You needed to get him bored instead of sad. That was the thing. But on that melancholy note, it only remains for me to thank these wonderful players for playing this very silly game with me. We'll give you an opportunity. Please tell us about your podcast, where they can find it, and what they can find when they get there.
So I feel like it's going to be quite repetitive, all things considered. But I am Bellary. You can find me over at Penance RPG Stuff. We are on Libsyn, we are on Spotify and Twitch. We do some podcast recording, we also do some live streaming stuff, bit of a variety stream, a lot of horror stuff. There's co-op stuff, and I think there's some visual novel stuff at the minute. But yeah, you'll find us all over them places. Penance RPG at Twitch, at Spotify, at Libsyn, probably something else I'm forgetting, but here we are.
I am Jeff, and Penance again.
Ah, part of the Penance crew. Okay, so all the places, all the things.
All the places, all the things.
Klepto is also the same.
An exit. Yeah, no, that's absolutely fine. I not entirely realised I had an almost entirely Penance RPG crew, but as is well documented on our live stream, we're a big fan. We love Penance RPG. We raid you when we can.
For variation's sake, I am also on Penance, but I am primarily on Pretending with Dice with AJ. Yes, I also, I've got Bellary doing a little mime on me to remind me. I wasn't going to mention it. I play plastic guitar. Clone hero, guitar hero, basically, at a pretty high level every Saturday afternoon. I wasn't even going to mention this, Bellary. That's one level of geekiness.
For the sake of variation,
For the sake of variation!
And where can people witness you playing plastic guitars at a very high level?
You can see me doing the clickety-clack on a Saturday on Twitch at Monkey Magic Eden. You'll find me in a variety of places with that username.
New followers get a free request.
They do.
Excellent. And if they want to catch you on Pretending with Dice,
go to pretendingwithdice.com and you will find links to everything that we do there. We've got a ton of different games that we've played, all kinds of different systems. We've been going for years, so there's tons of stuff to check out.
Excellent. And I, of course, if you're listening because someone from Penance made you listen to this, I'm Richard from the D20 Future Show, and I run a variety of actual play things, and we interview people at cons, and we run Jason Statham's Big Vacation at Dragonmeet every year. And that brings an end to Jason Statham's Big Vacation at Dragonmeet 2023. We'll catch you next time on the D20 Future Show. Thanks very much.
Thanks once again to Bellary, Jeff, however it's spelt, and Klepto from Penance RPG. Find out more at PenanceRPG.com. And Eden, also from Penance RPG, but also from Pretending with Dice. Find them on all the internet places at Pretending with Dice. And Monkey Magic Eden on Twitch, playing Guitar Hero and the like. For our next episode, we will have our long overdue return to our everyday hero's adventure, the Carrington disappearance. Catch you then on the D20 Future Show.
Excellent. Right. I'm now going to actually write down people's names because I will forget them. So the one I missed was yours.
Jeff.
Jeff. There we go. With a G or with a J?
Either way, still says Jeff.
That is true. That is true. For the tape, Jeff refused to tell us how to spell his name. I guess it's with a G. I'll never know.
Jeff with a Q.
It has a G, but we'll never tell you where it is.
Oh, but it's not where you think.
I have never in my 30 years of life used a bath bomb once. Someone bought us one. So I thought someone got us one. I was like, okay, we'll try it. It wasn't a bath bomb, it was a bath bar. And I didn't realise it, so my bath was really, like, soapy.
Yeah.
It was awful.
Yeah, like,
it was
you're
horrendous.
Not supposed to use a whole bubble bath.
Wait, I didn't know that. I thought it was a bath bomb. I was told it was a bath bomb.